Questions for Justin?
I imagine your emotions have to be pretty all over the place right now after three straight games where you had a chance to win at the end of the game and you guys just couldn't pull it out. And kind of what's going through your mind right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good feeling, man. Just got to put it behind us and get ready for next week.
Justin, what advantages did the no huddle give the offense in the beginning?
I think it just kept them on their heels a little bit. You know, they got a little winded, and I don't think they were expecting.
So you could sense that they did not anticipate it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we've never ran before. This is our first time, so, you know, it's a good way to start a game.
Did it help you?
I mean, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, I feel like we executed better today. And, you know, you could tell.
Did they adjust to it or handle it better as the game wore on?
I'm not sure. I mean, only time they really stopped us is, you know, we kind of hurt ourselves, you know, putting ourselves behind the chains on the first downs or whatever. So, I mean, it's no different when someone is holding it up. We calling the play the same way.
The two plays on the goal line is the second consecutive week of fourth and one. Y'all couldn't pick it up. What happened on this one?
They stopped us.
How did they stop us?
They penetrated the line, and I couldn't get across.
The team was really good with the ball security last year. You feel like there's been some slippage here this year in the first five games?
On my part, yes. You know, you can't turn the ball over, and you know, I'll take full credit for that.
You talk about the way some of the A-backs, Kettle and Clinton, guys stepped up today.
I mean, I think they played well. You know, for their first time being out there, I think, you know, they did what they were supposed to do and they made big plays for us today.
Hey, DeMar, I wanted to play that almost went. Talk about the wheel route and just missed at the end of the first half.
I don't know. I mean, it was close. You know, right when he slipped the guy, I guess he couldn't get into the full burst, and it just went off his fingertips.
Coach, Johnson had mentioned something earlier this week about just, you know, staying within the offense, and I'm curious how you thought you did that, and how you felt about it.
I mean, I did everything, you know, within the offense today. I didn't, you know, do anything I wasn't supposed to do. You know, it just, at the end of the game, got to hang on to the ball, and I feel like everybody made plays across the board today.
Okay, so you had that run near close to the end zone. It was a triple option that was also 11. You took off right. Was that by design or is that
thing you just? It wasn't. It was just, you know, they played it well and I was just trying to make a play.
What overall did you feel like North Carolina did well on defense to make it sound big
again? I mean, they flew it to the ball. I mean, they made the big plays when they were supposed to, and, you know, you got to get credit to them.
How similar was UNC's approach on defense to say, Duke or Notre Dame?
It was a little similar, you know, some facets, and, you know, I feel like we just went out and executed better, you know, from the start. And, you know, it's just something that we got to keep on progressing at each week.
Anything else? All right, Justin, thank you.